course. And when we were out there farming, we had one year that was real dry. We put a pump in down at the edge of the lake, at the canal. We had pump water up, and they had big sprays. And lay a pipe along the ground and pump the water up in and let it spray the plants and then move it along some more rows and spray those. But one weekend or one time we went out there, Mother was with us out there that week. It really opened up and let down rain. We thought we were going to wash away for a while. I guess every place has a dry spell now and then. I think they're having one out west now. You remember when they had so much trouble with the dust storms? You don't remember that, but many years ago they had dust storms. Well, you've heard about the Okies and how they moved around from place to place. People just had to leave their farms because they couldn't raise anything. It was so dry and everything blew, all the good topsoil blew away. Mm-hmm. I think they're having that same problem out there now, somewhere, in some parts. It won't be long before they'll be washing away. Atlanta had a pretty good rain the other day. Weren't you there?
I wasn't near then.
No, it was the day of...
It was Wednesday.
It was the day you were coming up here. Susan said they... lightning hit a power pole in front of the house. Mm-hmm. And she could hardly hear. Did you call her?
Yeah, I did. And I remember
having... Did you try to call here?
I didn't have your phone number at the time. And
well, somebody called here and Miss... answered the phone. And afterwards, I wondered if you misunderstood. But he said it was the wrong number, and I wondered, after Susan called me, I wondered if you tried.
Well, I hadn't gotten home yet then. I was still in the middle of it. So I responded.
What happened?
I was trying to change lanes, and my friend, you know, like, when I did, I think I must have jerked the wheel too hard, because, and then I tried to correct it. And so, like, the car was swerving. In Atlanta, a friend lends me the car, and it's a much heavier car than the one I used to drive. And so, I got in, you know, I stuck to hug the road as well. So, thought maybe you were a bit more careful. I was a little upset.
It was too bad, but it was fortunate nobody was hurt. Well, they had a very hard rain in Atlanta that day, and somebody else said it was in the northwest section. But I know one time when we were up there with Sarah and Tara, we'd been over to Stone Mountain and it had a rain. And we came back and there was just one dip just before we got to Walnut Grove that we were just wondering if the car was going to get through it. There was so much water down in that dip.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of water there where they live because they're on a hillside. And they're partway down from the street, and the water just runs down the driveway. But it's fixed so it doesn't get back into the carport or into the anywhere near the house, of course. But it runs down the driveway and off to the side, and it's just a torrent goes down the side of the house in a hard rain. And of course that washes a lot of the soil away. They've had to build it up, put trash in some of the little gullies that are washing, and the trash will hold the soil as it comes.